up? This is Satchel from one of the greatest heavy metal bands of all time, Steel Panther. And you're listening to Maximum Threshold with Dom.
Automatic defense procedures initiated.
What we've got here is...
Maximum voltage. Maximum power. Maximum carnage. This is Maximum Threshold. Call the show at...
440-709-4977.
Maximum Threshold. And here's your hosts, Dom.
It's unstable, but possibly worse.
He's actually quite smart. He just makes errors of judgment along the way.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. And I think to myself, hey, what you doing? And in my head I paint a picture. Well, since I come home, well, my body's been a mess. And I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. What you come on?
Man, that's a brand new Derek Davis for you with Valerie. That's some sweet shit there right there. Pretty smooth, man. I think I'm going to go try to knock somebody up tonight to that. Shit. If not, man, I'm looking at my hand. Got hand babies. Hey, man, we got him calling in the show at about 9 o'clock tonight. And so we're going to move this show along pretty fast. So what I'm going to do is I got the new, I have the new, Oh, let's see who this is. Maximum Threshold Radio.
Dominici Ricci. What's up, bro?
What's going on, man?
Dude, Saturday Night Rocks, kid. What are you up to?
That's right. It's Saturday Night Rocks up in here.
Where are you broadcasting from? What state today, bro?
I'm out in Florida. I'm down in Orlando today. Yep.
Oh, no shit, yeah, dude. Right. What are you doing down there?
Oh, I'm getting ready to. They got the NXT TakeOver for. It's WrestleMania weekend, man. Everything's going on down there. Oh, yeah.
You covering the event, bro?
Yep. I've got it on right now. Yep.
You got WrestleMania?
Yep. I got that tomorrow. That's tomorrow. Tonight is NXT TakeOver.
What kind of seats you got?
Oh, I'm right around the front, man.
Yep. Oh, maximum threshold seats.
That's
I got
right.
you, as
we
usual.
We have our own section. Yep. Yeah, we had a giveaway, ticket giveaway as well earlier this week on the website. It was pretty cool, man. We actually we had within our budget, we actually flew a bunch of people down to Orlando as well,
yeah,
and put them up in our suite down there because we have a timeshare down there as well. So it's pretty cool, man, to just have all our some we had a I think it was like 32 of our the winners from the contest throughout the week. They all flew down and
cool.
We put them up in the room down here at the Maximum Threshold Hacienda. That's right.
That's more than the NBA has.
That's right. Remember that.
Come back. Dude, new segment. Where is 54 segment, kid?
I don't know where he's at.
We got to do that live every week. Where is 54? Last time he was in Sheboygan.
Sheboygan. Where the hell is that? Where's that at, though? I hear that all the time, but where's that at? That's in Jersey somewhere, isn't it? I don't know where it's
Come
at.
Come on, Dom. Sheboygan. I thought you're going for your master's, bro. I just thought you knew for geography. What's up, man?
I do know my geography.
What kind of college education you have, man? From a fucking Cracker Jack box? Get
no,
out of here.
No, it's a couple steps above that. Nobody really cares where you get your degree from these days, as long as you have it.
Yo, I got a contest too, man.
Oh yeah, what is that?
You ready?
Yeah.
Who can go to more shows in a row? Mike Strongard, New York Groove.
Ooh, that's close, man. Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then on top of that, how many promo IDs can they get annually?
Oh, Michael. Michael
annual contest.
Michael could tear that down, shit, in a weekend.
Once.
Because he'll bring back video promo IDs as well. So we got...
No shit, yeah. I know. Groove ain't get shit, dude.
When was the last time you got one?
Oh, man, dude. I got one. Who did I get? I got the singer from... I got the Bon Jovi guitarist. What's his name?
Richie's-
the Canadian...
Richie Sambora?
Who?
Richie Sambora?
No, the other new dude.
Oh, Rico Suave?
Yeah, Rico Suave. Yeah, a.k.a. Dom Rini. Come on.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying, Dom? You running for mayor?
I'm thinking about it. I'm checking out. I'm starting to see yard signs pop up, and that's pretty damn early for that stuff. Hell, I ain't ready for that.
You got the picture of you in a wristband in the crowbot shirt.
Oh, yeah, you know it. I'll have it. I'm throwing the horns up. Yeah.
All right, Dom, listen, man. I got a couple minutes till I'm at the gig, man. You got to play some PNN.
Yeah.
Set it up.
Okay, I'll play the PNN right now.
Dude, who else you got on the show on MaximumThreshold.net?
I have Derek Davis from Babylon AD, and then I got the interview with Michael did with Eric Ferentino's from the Steve Piercy Band. You got to hear that one.
Oh, shit.
That's
dude,
coming up. That's coming up right after the PNN. So if you're tuning in now, you'll be able to hear it.
Yeah, Maximum Threshold Radio.
That's
promotion.
Right. That's right.
New non-fill. Come back. All right, brother, okay. You have a good show, and I'll be listening out there and listening to the replay once you post it after this on fucking Twitter.
Sounds good, man.
All right, Dominici, have a great one.
You too.
Later!
What are you doing? And now for the PNN.
And welcome to another edition of PNN, the Paul Nelson Network. This week was sponsored by Rodrigo House. You've heard of the Waffle House, where you can get your hash browns scattered, smothered, covered, and chunked. Well, come on down to Rodrigo House, where you can get your man love, oil, lubed, gaping, and Guatemalan. Rodrigo House, located in Cleveland, Ohio. Now, good people, Rodrigo, he's all pissed off at me, all right? He says, Paul, your breath smells like a clogged toilet at an Indian restaurant. And I say, hey, so what? You know what I have for lunch? Starkist tuna goldfish crackers. He said, you're disgusting, Paul. And then he took his dick out of my ass and stormed off into the bedroom. Continuing with your PNN, people say, Paul, you hear that story about the girl that got kicked off the United flag because she was wearing leggings? And I say, yeah, I don't see what the big deal is. Whenever we travel, I always make Rodrigo wear the leggings. I make his dick on the left side on his left leg and his balls on his right leg. Makes it look like he's smuggling PVC pipe and two cantaloupes onto the flag. Continuing with your PNN, people say, Paul, you got a nickname for your junk? And I say, yeah, but I just recently nicknamed it. How'd you know? So the other day, I was at the corner of a coffee table, all right? And I put my junk on said corner. And then I took the palm of my left hand, and I smashed it down on my junk. And what happened was the shaft spit the ball, so it looked like a tank. It looked like the balls were like the tread. And then my shaft was a turret. So I called it Sherman, like a Sherman tank. People say, Paul, you got a nickname for your asshole. And I say, yeah, Beavis. Continuing with your PNN Maximum Threshold Report, people say, Paul, you excited about baseball season starting? I say, yeah, I was just a Jewish boy growing up in Queens, and I want to be designated hitter for the Mets. People say, Paul, there's no DH in the NL. And I say, well, fuck you. And they say, oh, yeah, you think you'll miss the baseball? What's a 5-4-3 double play? And I say, oh, that's easy. That's when you're getting a rim job from a black version of Richard Belding from Saved by the Bell and sticking a chocolate tennis ball up a squirrel's ass. That's an easy question to answer, people. Good people, I hope you enjoyed your PNN this week. Now let's take it back to Dom. Dom, I love you.
And I love you too, Paul Stanley. What's going on, man? I want to thank Paul again for his episode number 3. Or his third segment here on Maximum Threshold Radio with this PNN. Oh, man. I'm pretty fired up. I'm looking forward to that. Again, we'll probably play that later on in the show because, man, that's one of the most highest requested segments that we have on not just us on the show, but in all the network, all the other shows that are aired on here. That's one of their biggest requests is the PNN. Everyone loves to get their hands all on that. They've been, you know, begging to get Paul to do theirs for them. But hey, we have exclusive rights. We got that contract with them, so. And you also got a contract with you. That's right. You're listening to us right now here on Maximum Threshold Radio. I think this is episode like 488, I think it is. Something around there or something like that. So hey, what we're gonna do, since I got some time, a little bit of time here. Before we have Derek on the show, I have this interview that Michael did not too long ago with Eric Ferrantino's. And if you're familiar with Eric, he's been the guitarist with Stephen Piercy with his solo band for a while. And it's pretty damn cool. Oh, and just so I can get this out of the way here, I want to let you know about some news that's going on. Where did I see that? I had some cool news about Mark Slaughter. I guess he's got a solo record he's working on. It should be coming out here shortly. I did have it lined up. I don't know where the hell it went. It disappeared on my screen. Are you shocked? I didn't think so. Okay, well, like I said, I'll keep you guys updated with whatever we get from Mark Slaughter and expect. Oh, here it is right here. This is what Mark says. We have been dropping hints for a while, but it's official. I have signed a deal with the EMP Label Group, the record label owned by my good friend David Elvison of Megadeth, who will release my new solo record, Halfway, there on May 22nd in the U.S. and Europe. I'm so proud of this record and can't wait for everyone to hear it. So I'll be putting up the pre-order links and all that on the website where you can get your grubby little nubby little nubs on it pretty soon. He said also the first 200 pre-orders will be signed. And you can pre-order them. Like I said, I'll have the link. I'll put it all up there. And the way that the cover looks like a bat wing on one wing, then like I want to say it's like a freaking Pegasus wing on the other as the other wing, and in the middle there's a heart, and the left side with the bat wings on fire, and there's a sword going down the middle, and it's pretty cool. So I got the track list and all that. Like I said, I'll have all that up on the website. Keep tuned on the website and all that good, happy stuff. So we're going to get right into this interview here. We're with Eric Ferrantino, who's the guitarist of Stephen Piercy Band. I'm telling you, man, this is going to be hilarious. Hilarious. So you guys know how Michael rolls, and he throws it all out there. You know, this is also a takeoff from or continuation from the last time they hooked up at M3 last year, and that was when the big debacle of Bobby Blotzer and him and his version of Rat, blah blah blah, and you get to hear how these guys, how much love they have for Blotzer. So here you go, man. We're back after this. This here is instant classic right off the bat. Be back after this here on Maximum Threshold Radio. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Hey, everybody. This is Michael and Meredith from Maximum Threshold, and we're with Eric Ferrantinos. How you doing, Eric?
Doing well. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say that he didn't bring your bowl of frozen dicks for you as your award for the...
Oh, no. They got them. They got them, the frozen dicks. I think Blotzer got those. Special delivery.
Did you have that patented by any chance?
No, I think that's public domain dicks.
That was the greatest idea, the frozen bowl. I actually wanted to stop and get you the old green Tupperware and buy a little plastic fake dicks, but I totally forgot about it until last night. It was too late.
No, it's probably for the best. Yeah.
So where can everybody find info? I know with the Rat, Steven going back on Rat, you're probably still going to do solo stuff because of the new album, correct?
Yeah, the new album's doing good. Smash came out end of January, very well received. I was flattered at all the great reviews and everything. We got actually charted on Billboard for a bit. I think they sold out the first few thousand they made, so they're now it's on back order or whatever, but that's going to continue to go. We got a new agency for Stephen Piercy, TKO. We're excited to be doing more shows with them. So we're just kind of working things out with the real Rat and, Piercy's agent, so we don't overlap anything. But, you know, we're going to be announcing about 20 more solo shows for the year, and then Rat's going to be announcing some more shows. So we're all kind of family on that side, you know what I mean? We work together all for the greater good. It's really just Bobby that we all fucking hate.
Do you guys all get along?
Especially Juan Crozier was super cool to meet. He actually came out. I think it might have been Illinois, and sat in with us for a few songs. So I actually got to hang with the guy. I've met him before, but he's just a good dude.
Did you ever think about maybe like accidentally, wink, wink, breaking Carlos's arm right before the tour?
That's funny, man. Check this out. The first time I think I was 12 years old, and I heard Metal Health on the radio, and I was like, what the fuck is that, and where can I buy it? You know, I was like, so, you know, I have respect for Carlos, so no, I wouldn't wish anything like that, but I mean, if he did fall down the stairs or something like that, I mean, they could like, call me, but
like
I mean...
Like a banana peel?
Yeah, banana peel, but no, no, but no, I met Carlos, he was super nice to me, he has my respect back from when I was 12, so I would never fuck with him or say anything like that, you know, I'm just, I just go with it, man, you know?
Where can everybody find, like, buy Smash, find tour dates, buy some Stephen Piercy solo band merchandise?
You just steal it off YouTube, man, like everybody else. No, Amazon seems to be the best place to get a hard copy of it. If you have an iTunes account, you can download it. If you don't care about the packaging, you can just get it instantly. But a lot of the older fans of Piercy like having the hard copy, and there is a vinyl too. I believe that's that might be out of Germany or something, so they'd have to kind of look online if they want an actual vinyl album of it. But they should be. I know the same thing happened to Jack Russell, where his new record sold out too. I don't think they expected us
sorry,
to.
Am I coming in?
Yeah, I'm doing an interview. You need something?
Oh, I'm sorry, bud. No, you come in. Come in. We're all naked.
Yeah, what was I saying? I forgot what the fuck I was saying. Right, right. Well, no, I was going to say the same thing happened with Jack Russell's new album, where I think the label didn't anticipate that we'd sell as many as we did, so they probably only, I don't know if they only made like 5,000 copies or something, but both our bands had sold out. So there was a little delay in getting them. So I guess in a few weeks it'll be ready again to go out. We're going to try to work something out where we can get some to have at the shows. But anybody who buys it, brings it, we'll sign it and hang out with you because we appreciate it very much.
And what about the website for the tour days? Is it still Stephen Hyphen?
Right, right. We talked about the StephenPiercy.com turned into a gay website or some shit.
Is it still?
It is, yeah. It's still, if you're into, you know, Cox, you can go to StephenPiercy.com. But if you want our tour dates, it's Stephen, yeah, I guess it's a hyphen or a dash, Stephen-Piercy.com. Polestar usually has pretty accurate dates on there, too. On my Facebook, I try to let people know what we're doing as well.
Like, I went on StephenPiercy.com, mm-hmm. and I was looking at blown out buttholes for like an hour. I'm like, when's this coming on tour?
Maximum Thresholds.
Yes. Oh, that's a good one.
You like that?
Did frozen bags of dicks or bowls of dicks. And so what else is going on? What are you going to do during the while Rat's on tour?
Well, Frontiers did pick up the option for us to do a follow-up record to Smash. So I'm the main like music writer as far as the music goes. Steven always writes his own, you know, vocals and everything. So that'll give me a little bit of a head start to just get the compositions ready. So by early next year, we can actually record the next one. So I have plenty of stuff to do. There's also some old friends of mine I recently reconnected with. And we had a really great project 16 years ago before I joined Piercy's band, and I'm in about a week gonna fire that back up. But no big plans for it or anything. I just like to keep busy. But it's not like they're going for 6 months straight. You know, I think they're doing weekend stuff as well. So it's just gonna be working things out with TKO because we do have to support Smash. And you know, people love the solo band Piercy. Yeah. They've seen us for years, and we're, you know, friends to the people. So
yeah, like, I mean, I've seen both. I've seen Blotzer's band. Yeah.
And awful.
This is what I have to say. Like, the singer that they had,
right?
He sounded like a young Steven,
right?
But there was really not much stage charisma.
Yeah.
And you know, Blotzer can still play, but it's like you don't go out as a band with just a drummer. I mean, what do you,
right.
Quiet
well,
Riot?
Well, you know what? It's not. That's acceptable if you have the legal right to do it. And of course I know most of the scabs in his band and stuff like that, and I get it that they needed a fucking gig, but like if I needed work, like I was out of work and a friend of mine said, hey, I'm gonna go rob a fucking bank and I need you to drive the car, no matter how bad I need the money, I have the integrity to say that's against the law and no, I'm not gonna do that, you know. But those guys were all down with it. Like, they didn't care that who they're stealing from or what illegal fraud they're fucking perpetrating, but they needed a fucking gig, so
I mean,
this
like,
is where we're at.
They should have just called it Blotz, and it wouldn't have been any big deal.
No, but he's too big of a fucking pussy to do that. Stephen Piercy, I played with him for 16 years, and we played every shithole from fucking Hollywood to fucking Kickapoo, whatever, as Stephen fucking Piercy.
Did you
and,
say Kickapoo?
Yeah, I just made up a fucking...
Where fucking
there is a place
Tenacious D's from.
Yeah.
Jack Black left in the pick of Destiny.
No, but now 16 years of playing small clubs, just with Piercy and doing it and sucking it up and taking whatever money we could, but he was too fucking greedy for that, and he knew that he would not have the success of Piercy worked himself back up to, so he just stole the name. Okay. That's it.
And you guys, your unit has been together for quite some time, correct?
We're excited. We got Frankie Wilsey back from Arcade, and he's on his second show. He's on his second show back.
Oh, sorry about that.
He's on his second show back with us tonight, and he's like my big brother, man. So yeah, if people have been following Steven since 2001 would remember Frankie for 10 years being in the band, and he's been not in the band for like the last probably 6 or 7, but he's back now. We're gonna rock tonight, first night in Ohio, Kent stage. It's gonna be badass.
I'm excited to see you guys. I haven't seen you guys in forever.
Yeah,
it's been a long time.
I'm still thinking about the frozen bowl of dicks, and I missed out on it.
You might need some therapy. Through that.
Initially, when the gay website came up, because I was trying to find a subtle way to get Bobby Blotzer into the conversation, and when I asked the website, I think it was Chris said StephenPiercy.com, and you had to correct him and you with the hyphen.
Oh, right.
And you
right.
said the gay thing, and I go, do you think Bobby actually owns StephenPiercy.com?
Oh, maybe he did that.
And made it a gay website?
I wouldn't surprise me. He tried to copyright a lot of shit that's not his. He tried to actually patent the fucking Mickey Rat. Things. So.
And that was when they started in San
Diego,
right?
Yeah, it was before Bobby was, he didn't join that band until like 83 or something like that. So.
Did he try to trademark your name?
He probably did, dude.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, that's something I think, people should know. I know we've been in the spotlight this whole thing, but I don't think the fans were aware that Bobby and his shiesty fucking lawyer were shutting down Stephen Piercy shows, saying, no, Stephen Piercy's not the voice of Rat, this other clown is. And we were just playing solo shows, and he was suing agents, promoters. He was trying to alleviate any competition. So now you're fucking with my money, motherfucker. You know, like, I'm happy for Rat, the real Rat, if they're out playing, because that's who should be doing that. And, I think I'm being sincere. I mean, I put a lot of effort into writing Smash and making some kind of contribution, because I've never been a cover guy. I only agreed to this because, as I told you probably in the last interview, I miraculously met Stephen Piercy when I was 15 years old in the late 80s. He just happened to move in across the street from my fucking parents, which was like, what? So I've known him since I was a kid, and he's produced my bands, and by 2001, when I joined the band, Rat was a classic rock band with the original singer asking me to go do his solo show. So I only agreed for that reason. I would never get involved in some weird shiesty fill-in singer bullshit. I do this because I love Steven, not even that I like Rat, he was always my friend and looked out for me, and so I did it, and it's been a great experience. Playing Warren's stuff made me a way better guitar player than I was, because I was a guy from the 90s where you weren't allowed to fucking play guitar
solos. You were in Warren? I didn't know that.
Well, no, I wasn't in Warren.
Playing Warren.
Warren. No. Playing Warren DeMartini's solos, which I had trouble doing at first, but I mean, now I've been in the band so long, I'm a little better at it, but it was a big guitar lesson. Yeah, so everything, like they say, happens for a reason, and I feel more confident on guitar now. It was a great opportunity, but it was important to do original Stephen Piercy records, whether people were going to buy them or not, because that's what we do. We write music. We don't care if you fucking buy it or not. We're flattered if you do, though.
You're an artist.
Yes, absolutely.
Not just a musician. There's a difference.
No.
There's musicians that go out and they play in the cover bands, and there's an artist that creates.
Right, who we'd rather fucking starve than partake in any greedy bullshit like that.
And in the long run, since you guys are going to do another Stephen Piercy album and tour and stuff, him being back now that they have the name until he ties it up again and stuff. It's only gonna, I think it will only help you guys, the solo band, out because, you know, like those guys, I've even read in the interviews, they're not going to tour nonstop. They're not going to go. So Steven will be able to do stuff.
Yeah, there's plenty of time. There's time to do both. It's just a respect thing between Rats, you know, the real Rats management and our agent, just to not step on each other with that. But yeah, I think it's all for the greater good. And, you know, at this point, I know for at least Steven and me, it's important that we're not playing the same set that Rat's going to be playing. Like, we're doing, I think, 5 songs off of the new record tonight. So, you know, to please go see Rat with Steven and Juan and Warren, and go see them play an hour and a half of all Rat. You know, come see us to hear some stuff. Go see both shows, you know what I mean? You're going to get something different at each one.
One of the things, important things, too, is Steven still sounds like Steven.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
I mean,
how Steven Piercy sounds like Steven, like, fucking Piercy.
You go
it's
see
weird.
Some bands, and, like, the band still sounds good, you know?
Yeah.
But the singer just, he can't cut it anymore. But at least Steven still sounds like, you put on an old Rat record, you put on Smash, you put on anything in between that Steven sang on, and he still sounds like Steven.
Yeah, you know, we're really happy to have Steven kind of cleaned up this past year as well, because, you know, people have known us, know we used to, you know, partake and party till all-nighters, and, you know, there's just a time you get to a certain age where it's like you get sloppy when you just hit a certain age, man. For me, even now, like, I still smoke herb, but I stopped drinking a year ago. I was finding myself getting into too many fist fights and ending up with strange women and stuff. It's like I was just needed to get control of my life, you know, again. But we want to put on a good show, and he's trying so hard, you know, right now. So we appreciate the support from everyone. We really do.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. Like, you hear the music, you got to go check out the live show.
Yeah.
For the whole experience, you know. I mean, it's cool, too, that you guys actually do. I know you released a song here and there, but then you got the full album. You know, a lot of artists are like, well, there's no need for a new album anymore.
Frontiers wanted 13 songs, too, which is like a lot of songs. Yeah. You know, luckily, you know, over the years, every time I come up with something I think Steven could sing over, I send it to him. So we have a good collection of the bucket of stuff to pull from, luckily. Because if we had to, like, write that on a dime, you know, I don't know if it would have been as good. But we had enough material that was solid to make it happen. But, yeah, man, we're excited. And I'm just glad people get to see us making a contribution.
I
got
to grab, like, a drum.
Yeah. What's up, Frankie?
Yeah,
okay.
Well, it was very nice to meet you.
Yeah, we're going to wrap this up soon because I know you're about to hit the stage.
Yeah.
So one more time.
Sure.
The website, Steven.
Steven-Piercy.com.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. See you after the show.
Yep.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Hi, Steven Piercy from Rat. You're listening to MaximumThreshold.net.
Hello.
I can't take it. I can't take it. Wasting my time. I'm gonna smash.
reliable and affordable Shoutcast audio or video hosting? JWN Media offers complete Shoutcast hosting solutions for business or personal use. All plans come with full listener stats, custom web scripts for implementing your service into your existing website, full server control, super fast network, and huge bandwidth limits, a 99.5% uptime guarantee, and friendly, knowledgeable support personnel dedicated to making your hosting experience fun and easy. With plans starting at only $3 a month, you have no excuse not to get a server of your own. Plus, with the option to add auto DJ and on-demand services, you can be confident your station will be all it can be. Custom plans are also available at their website. Simply visit jwnmedia.com and click the Shoutcast hosting link to get started right now.
You're listening to Maximum Threshold Radio at MaximumThreshold.net. Once again, it's MaximumThreshold.net. Of course, if you're listening to this, you obviously found the right spot.
Phone lines are open. Call now, 440-709-4977. Once again, that number is 440-709-4977.
Maximum Threshold Radio, the absolute hardest rock and blistering metal on the net. MaximumThreshold.net.
It's contest time. Text message the show at 440-252-0058. Once again, that text message number is 440-252-0058. First one text wins whatever the hell we're giving away. Thanks for listening to Maximum Threshold Radio.
Now back to the show with your host, Tom.
Here on Maximum Threshold Radio.
Yeah. This is Dom. Back here behind the mic. Get control of the controls and all that stuff. I want to thank you again for tuning in and listening to this week's edition of the Maximum Threshold Radio Show. Hey, and if you guys can do us a favor, if you subscribe to Maximum Threshold on iTunes, man, give us some stars. And please leave a comment. So stars and comments. Really appreciate it because we need them. We need all we can get on there. So we got a brand new feed and we just need help rebuilding it back up. For some reason, iTunes dropped us for who the hell knows. I think it was just we had a bad link or something went out. And who knows, like I said. So it's all back up and running. So you guys, if you haven't subscribed to Maximum Threshold, please do. Also, if you got an Android, you can also go on Google Play Music. Or Google Music, whatever the hell that is. And you can subscribe to us there as well. It's free. All this is free. You get all this great content that we give you. Posting up a good two-hour show or whatever we give you. And it's really cool, man. You guys could drive around your car listening to this. Listen to our fun interviews that we have. We got some new killer music going to throw at you. You can listen to it. And, man, please go out and buy the records. That's all we ask. Thanks for supporting all these artists, man. Because they come here to get to you guys. We're just the middleman, and we're here to help. And that's how we've always thought about it as, and that's how it always will be. We're here for them, and we're here for you. So, this weekend, since we're down here in Orlando, live in Orlando, they have the NXT Takedown, and they also have WrestleMania going on down in Orlando. So, the place is hopping. It's crazy. It's all hell down there. So thanks for tuning in down there. You're there. Wherever you're at, man. You're listening to us. I want to thank you. So that's about that. Oh, man. You know, maybe a little later, if we have some more time, we may bust out the interview with Head Ned. And I got some of their music here. I got some Oakley Dokley. I got some of their lives, some of their stuff here. I also got some Max Sabbath that will be going out to Jeff Kiss. Looking forward to playing some of that stuff, too. So I got a bunch of other random stuff. I got some new Night Ranger lined up, some new John 5, and maybe I'll throw some of that John 5, man, because I like John. John's a cool dude, man. So, I got to get a chance to listen to this thing, and this record is really damn good. Mm-hmm. So, let's see. Here you go. Let's knock this out of the ballpark right here. Be back after this here on Maximum Threshold.
Hey, this is John 5, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold.
Yeah. I know you want to hear his music, don't you? How's that? April Fools! I'll get it on there for you guys. Don't turn that frown upside down. Okay, here you go. I'm going to play this song for you. This is some new John 5. And this here is called Guitars, Tits, and Monsters. That's a hell of a title. Here you go, man. Thanks for tuning in. And please, please, please go out there. If you like John 5, man, go out there and get his new one. It's really good. Here's that Oakley Dokley heading that interview maybe tonight, if not next week.
Oh, God.
And there you go. That's a Mokely Dokely. That's a white wine spritzer here on Maximum Threshold Radio. And like I said, maybe later on this program tonight, we may break out the interview that Michael did when he caught up with Head Ned from that band. And yeah, so we might hear something from them. Might hear the interview. It's pretty cool. I mean, it's not as crazy as Eric Ferrantino's was earlier tonight. What a year, I'm telling you, it's going to be good. I've heard it already. And it's pretty. It's dynamite in my book. Oh, yeah. Once again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this week's edition of the Maximum Threshold Radio Show. And hey, this is Derek Davis kind of night. So we're playing, played a bunch of tracks so far. Just rolling through this, man. Just waiting for Derek to give us a call here any minute. And get him on here so we could talk musica. Talk about his latest release. It's pretty cool, man. I'm really digging this new one. I haven't got a lot of listens into it, but you know, when you hear something and you get that vibe and you feel it, well, you're going to hear me tell him all this stuff. So, why you say it early? So, yeah, you're tuning in to Max and Threshold Radio Show, episode 488. And it's right, we're doing this with going on 11 years. This year will be 11 years. We've been doing this fun-filled therapy session here for myself and the others who listen in and who are part of the program here. This year, man, we're looking forward to being at a bunch of events. There's going to be Black of the Blackest. It's a Danzig festival. We'll be having coverage there. Rocklahoma. M3 Fest. That's coming up here this end of this month. And also Rock on the Range and a few other places. Maximum Threshold Radio, you're on air.
Hey, Dominic, how you doing? It's Derek Davis.
Hey, man, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I guess we're a little confused on those damn phone numbers,
oh,
man.
Oh, I know. That's all right. Got you on here. That's all that matters.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I said it's all that matters. We got you on here now.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I've been listening to the station, man. You got a great station there.
Oh, thanks, man. Did you tune into
really
when,
awesome, man.
Were you listening to this when we went live here, or were you listening to other programs?
I've been listening for about the last half hour.
Oh, cool. So you got to hear all the cool stuff I was playing.
Yeah, I like some of that, some of the guitar work. Somebody was playing some really cool guitar work on one of those songs a little bit earlier.
John 5.
20 minutes ago. What band was that?
That was John 5 you heard.
Oh, that's John 5, huh? Wow. Yeah, that was some of his new stuff. I've heard a lot about those guys, but I don't really know anything about them. But, man, those guys smoke.
Yeah, he was, he's a guitarist in Rob Zombie. He's also in Marilyn Manson.
Oh, that's where I've heard him from, yeah.
Yeah, the guy's phenomenal. He does so much more than just like that hard rock metal kind of thing. He's like a chicken picker, a bluegrass guitarist. I mean, he covers it all. He's great.
Yeah.
So what's going on, man?
I'm trying, you know, promoting the new record and doing some other things at the same time. You know, doing some Babylon AD stuff.
Yeah.
At the same exact time as I'm doing the semi-soul type of stuff. So. Mm-hmm. You know, just enjoying myself, you know, trying to play, wear two hats at the same time.
I hear you, man. How is it pulling that off?
Well, you know, they're two separate different bands and two separate different projects. And I finished the Revolutionary Soul maybe about 3 or 4 months ago.
Okay.
You know, and it just came out this month. And Babylon AD, we got in the studio maybe about 1st of January, right after I was finished with Revolutionary Soul.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're working on that record right now. I'm in the mixing stages, actually.
Nice.
So, it's got its challenges, but at the same time, it seems like time-wise, they're not crossing each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How much is, can you say, like, do music styles reflect each other? Or are you pulling from, you know, your solo stuff here or more from Babylon?
Well, it's, like I said, it's two totally different types of, for me anyway, it's two different types of music. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I grew up on soul stuff and then I changed into a rock and roll singer just due to circumstances of the neighborhood that I lived in.
Oh,
you know what I mean? But, yeah, I always wanted to put like a semi-soul type of funk band together.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and do a record like that. That was always, you know, on my mind, and I really just never had the time to do it. So that's complete, you know. One of my small little dreams that I wanted to accomplish is complete. And, you know, that band's playing out and doing gigs, and we'll probably continue to make some records with the band I put together behind the record. I'll be making some records with those guys.
Nice.
And at the same time, I'm doing Babylon AD, which is completely different thing. Yeah. You know, it's hard rock.
Yeah.
So, just two different, you know, genres and two different whole worlds. You know what I mean?
Oh,
two
yeah,
different
definitely.
Approaches, how I mix, how I approach songwriting and everything, you know?
Yeah. The revolutionary soul, man. This sounds like, I kind of got the vibe as if this was like, you can hear like the gospel, threads in it. You could hear, you know, like, yacht rock. You can hear, there's definitely the R&B and soul in there. And you just hear your voice going through that, man. And it's just the whole vibe of that. It's like, it can get you from a bunch of different angles. However you like music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I've been getting a lot of people that are like that. And you know, what's funny is, you know, most of all my friends and stuff that I hang out with, they're all hard rockers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they all dig it. They're like, man, this is the shit. You know, I mean, they're not particularly soul guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, it's being received by everybody, you know, 'cause I think it still has enough of a rock connect, you know, with the guitars and, you know, but it was really fun writing this record because I used a lot of different types of instrumentation that I'm not able to do with Babylon AD, like, you know, B3s and pianos and wah-wah effect pedals and, you know, horns and things like that. You know what I mean? I got to experiment a lot more than just with a typical hard rock band. It's, you know, two guitars and a bass, you know,
and
drums.
And I think it also, you can also look at it as if this is like a modern type of porn music as well.
Modern what?
Modern porn music.
Oh, really?
Yeah. you hear that wah in there, and you're just like, oh, yeah, there you go. Taking me back to late 70s porn.
I don't know, man. I don't hear that. But if you can hear that, I don't care what anybody hears out of it, as long as they dig it. You know,
it brings a smile to my face when I hear that wah, when a guy just starts playing it. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's pretty smooth, and it fits perfect in there.
Yeah, what I try to do is at least keep the instrumentation pretty similar on most of the songs, because a lot of them were quite different than each other, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So I tried to bring a wall effect to almost all of them, like that 60s, 70s style. You know, and then, I, like I said, the B3 and things like that, and different horn stabs or, you know, bells and things like that. A lot of stuff that they used in the 70s, you know?
Yeah.
I listened to a lot of that music, so I'm pretty aware of how it goes, you know what I mean?
Are you doing anything other than the vocals on this release?
I played everything on that album.
Oh, do you really?
Revolution. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah,
you're pretty badass, man.
Yeah, so I basically wrote it, got in the studio, recorded it, played all the instruments, mixed it, and, you know, I guess it's just it's me, and then I put together a band around it.
Yeah,
and the band I put together around it is really, really super all cool, right, man. I mean, I wish to God that I had these guys to play on the record, actually, just because there's so much more in tune with that style of music, you know, because that's what they all grew up on, you know, like I did. But they've still been doing it all these years. They never switched over to hard rock. You know, the guys I have in this band now are just so R&B funk junkies. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we're gonna put out a live album and probably do maybe half the songs on this record, and then we're gonna do some studio work.
Nice.
It's gonna be good.
Are you gonna be taking us? You gonna be taking us on the road, like on the East Coast here?
I don't know if we're gonna hit the East Coast. You know, anything's possible.
Yeah.
But you know, I've got my hands full with Babylon AD too. We're going to do some touring and stuff like that at the end of the year when the record comes out. The record comes out around September. So we're going to be doing some of that. So, you know, it's kind of, that's when it might get tricky whenever it starts getting the live dates. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you just have to break away and, like, you know, if you guys are doing your headline show, you know, maybe before that, do like a late afternoon gig, like in a bar or something, go to like a little jazz bar or something. And just lay it down.
Yeah, I'd be totally up for that, man. That sounds cool to me. Set it up.
Well, I know some places out here in the Cleveland area, man. That would definitely soak you in.
Really? Hook me up, man. Okay, that'd be fun.
I'll definitely send you over the info that I got. Nice. So who do you have, like, so you said you did this whole record by yourself. You produced it and everything.
Uh-huh.
How long did it take you to piece something like this together?
Well, something like this, since I started from scratch, you know, it was the whole idea, like I said, has always been in my mind. But I started from scratch, and I wrote, you know, I think I wrote Rapture first. And I played it for a bunch of people, and everybody was saying kind of what I was hoping they would say. You know, like, wow, this sounds like a really soulful type of funky tune, you know?
Yeah.
So from then, I went from there, you know what I mean? And started expanding on those kind of chord structures, you know, the type of stuff that they did in the 70s, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The type of chord structures. So I started incorporating it into all the songs. And so at least it'd be some kind of a cohesive sound, even though the songs are quite different, I think, from one another. At least they have the cohesive sounds that ties them all together, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But it probably took probably 2 years, you know?
Wow.
Because like I said, I wrote it from scratch, you know, and then I had to, you know, play all the instruments and record them and, you know, basically produce myself. And if I didn't like something, I'd throw it away and try a different, you know, version or whatever. I probably got two or three different versions of maybe half the songs on the record.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. But, man, I tell you what, it was really, really super fun. And, man, I'm really glad it's out, but it was really fun to make. You know what I mean? It's like, I kind of feel weird because I don't want to be in the studio making the record all over again just because it was so fun to make.
Did you have anybody in there who like sat with you while you're piecing it all together, or are you there by yourself?
No. I have a couple buddies of mine, and I've got a couple cousins that I've bounced off music ever since I was a young pup. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
And they're critical. They'll tell me if something sucks or something doesn't suck, or that's pretty good, or you know, and they're pretty much right on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a song or whatever, you know, there was a couple of them that were like, I'm not sure about that one, you know, and maybe it would take three or four different mixes and try the instruments different till everyone would come along and go, yeah, now that's cool. You know, they come to the studio when I'm in the mixing stages and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
When you're laying a track down, what do you lay down first? Do you do the guitar first, or how do you do that?
No. I'll lay down a scratch track of drums, then I'll lay down the guitar, and maybe they're not the keepers, but they're at least laying it down the foundation.
Yeah.
And then what I usually try to get to after that is then I want to put down the bass. That's basically the first thing I want recorded for sure. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
The drums and the bass. And so as soon as I get that, then I just, you know, that's a foundation. Then after that, you know, you just build the rest of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Usually I'll start to pull in the guitars after that. And then I'll start throwing in the B3 or a piano or, like I said, horn stabs or some bells or something different, you know. And then I'll experiment. Well, does this song maybe need an acoustic right here? You know, that's what I did with the Rapture. You know, there's some acoustic in that song, which maybe a lot of people don't pick up on, but there's some pretty cool acoustic stuff going on. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, each song is its own animal. You know, I heard you play King of Fools a little while ago, and that one, I wrote it on the guitar. And when I laid it down, I really thought that the guitar was cool and everything, you know, but I kind of like the volume of the B3 and that haunting church pipe organ type of thing. So I pulled that up way up in the mix. You know what I mean? Because it made the song sound a little bit darker or something, you know?
What type of media outlets are you going to be hitting up to get this, get you some good coverage? I'm not saying like the radio like us, but like, are you going to be trying to hit like satellite TV and like,
I don't know. That's kind of, all that kind of stuff. You know, it's hard for me to do all that kind of try to play, put different hats on and stuff.
Oh,
I mean, I got a great publicist and
he does
a great job. And you know, whatever he drums up is fine with me because like I said, right now I'm in the studio again with Babylon AD.
Yeah.
So that takes up all my time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any time to go trying to figure that stuff out, you know, and I don't have really band members per se that are going to go out and do that stuff either. You know what I mean? So it's up to the other people that are professionals that know how to do all that kind of stuff and have the connections on that.
Yeah, I think you got a great piece here. And I think, you know, once the word really gets out there and people start listening to it and absorbing it, I think, man, the vibe is there. It's throughout every song. It's very cohesive and it's got a nice feel to the whole thing. There's emotion in these songs. That's one of the things that I got out of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I try to put the emotion in it. I don't want it to sound sterile. You know what I mean? And it's tough trying to catch the vibe that I hear in my head because nowadays, you know, musical stuff, the equipment that you're using, the recorders and things like that aren't like they were, you know.
Oh yeah.
With the big 2-inch fat tape and stuff like that, it just doesn't exist anymore. So you try to, as much as you can, try to simulate that kind of sound with different reverbs or things like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Room and different room mics and stuff like that. I'm really happy with the way it came out. There might be a couple things I'd try to do over again. You know, after I haven't listened to it in like 2 or 3 weeks, you know, then I'll go back and listen to it and go, oh man, I could have did this or that, but I don't think anybody else is going to be saying that, you know, because they don't really know what's in my head.
Are there any other songs that didn't make it on this?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Are there any other songs that did not make it on this release?
There's probably 3 or 4 other ones that I didn't put on there, just because I didn't think that they were up to snuff, you know. Mm-hmm. And maybe if I keep playing around with them, you know, they might be on something coming when I do my next solo record or something, or maybe with the Revolutionary Souls, the way they play, you know, they even make shit really funky. So, you know, these guys are like, you know, they make James Brown band seem, you know, they're tight, man, and they're monsters on their instruments. So it's going to be fun making a record with those guys. You know,
I'm looking forward to hearing something live on with them.
Yeah, live, man. We smoke it live, man. Nice. Everyone that sees us live is just like, holy smokes, you guys are monsters, you know?
It's got to be.
Just really do the band, you know?
Okay, hey, man, just a couple more things here. We'll let you get going. How can people get a hold of Revolutionary Soul?
Well, they can go to my website, DerekDavisMusic.com, or they can go to my Facebook page, or they can go to Revolutionary Soul's Facebook page. You know, it's everywhere. It's in, you know, Google, Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby. I mean, you name it, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
So there's no problem if anybody wants to buy it. And if they want to listen to it, you know, before buying, there's ways to do that. There's a lot of videos out, stuff like that on YouTube. And there's also a site that's a pretty cool site. It's called HereNow.com. And you know, I guess you just put in Derek Davis HereNow.com or Revolutionary Soul HereNow. And they'll have all the songs on there, and you can just listen to them all, just like you would the radio. You know what I mean? And then if you like it, well, then go buy the records.
That's right.
You know what I mean? That's a pretty cool service.
That's how we promote it here, man. We'll play the music, and we just ask everybody, if you like what you hear, man, go back to their site and pick it up, man, because we're just the middleman here for you guys, just to help you out.
Spread the word. The main thing is. You know, when you're dealing with, you don't have a large major label behind you and stuff like that, it's mainly all word of mouth, and you got to get people to hear it and they're hooked, then, you know, hopefully they spread the word and tell their friends, you know.
That's right. Derek, can you do us a quick favor?
Sure, man.
Can you do a promo ID for a radio show? Just say your name, the band you're with, you're listening to Maximum Threshold, and throw something crazy out at the end of it and don't put no thought into it.
I'll try.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay. Hey, this is Derek Davis from Babylon AD, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold Radio. Rock on and keep it hard.
That's right. What song would you like me to play off the new one?
Well, did you play Revolutionary Soul yet?
No. I think I played before we went live, but I did play it, but I don't think anybody heard it. I didn't promote it.
Well,
I'll play it.
Well, you can do that one. You know what? Picture of Love is getting quite a lot of play right now for some stations.
Okay, I'll play that.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool track. I like that one a lot.
Sounds good. Well, Derek, once again, man, I thank you for being on here, and Definitely, man. Whatever we can do to help you promote your music and whatever you got going on here, you got our number here, and you also got my cell number too. Just shoot me a message, text me or whatever, and you know I'll do whatever I can do to help. You know, help pimp out your music and whatever you got going on.
Awesome, sounds great, man. Thanks. Nice talking to you, man.
Nice talking to you too, man.
Okay, Bill.
Have a good one. Derek Davis. Oh man, revolutionary. So that was Picture of Love here on Maximum Threshold Radio, and I believe that's an exclusive as well. So I want to thank everybody who tuned in. I want to thank Derek again for calling in and being on here and shooting and talking about his latest release and everything. So once again, I want to thank him, and I thank you as well for tuning in and listening. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll come back and we're going to get out of here. We're going to make this an early night, man, because we already grabbed two interviews through the evening. So we'll be back after this here on Max and Threshold Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and horns up. Peace and air, baby.
You can text message the show right now at 440-252-0058. Once again, that's 440-252-0058.
1-800-458-5858. Text the show.
It's contest time. Text message the show at 440-252-0058. Once again, that text message number is 440-252-0058. First one text wins whatever the hell we're giving away. Thanks for listening to Maximum Threshold Radio.
You can now hear the Maximum Threshold Radio Show on Stitcher Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and Palm Pre on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com. Once again, you can hear Maximum Threshold Radio Show on Stitcher.com.
You want to follow Maximum Threshold Radio? You can do so. You can find us at MaximumThreshold.net, Facebook, Facebook.com/MaximumThresholdRadio, Twitter at MaxThreshold. You can also get us on YouTube at YouTube.com/MaximumThreshold. Pretty damn simple, huh? Check us out. Follow us. Be part of us. You're listening to Maximum Threshold Radio at MaximumThreshold.net. Once again, it's MaximumThreshold.net. Of course, if you're listening to this, you obviously found the right spot.
And now for new music sent in for you to check out.
Request on MaximumThreshold.net.
Last in line, already dead here on Max and Threshold Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Episode 488.
Shut up. So tune in.
It is pointless to resist.